Hello and welcome to another programme in our series, A Very British Subject. My name's John Gowing, and although I'm a very proud British subject myself, I'm now a proud permanent resident of the United States, living in Huntley. As a tour guide, back in the UK, it was my pleasure to guide many people from the United States, ranging from school groups, seniors, couples, to extended families. And the idea behind this set of programs is that I thought you, the listener, might enjoy hearing about some of the subjects that came up frequently while I was guiding in London. In our first program, we did a whistle-stop tour through British history to explain why it is that the Queen reigns but doesn't rule. I get asked many questions about the royal family when we go to see the guard change at Buckingham Palace, and Americans are fascinated by the story of the Windsors. In the second programme, I gave an overview of the British parliamentary system, trying to explain how our government operates. And in this programme, I'm actually going to look at the origin of nursery rhymes. Now you may think, what's that got to do with a very British subject? Well, many people don't realise that the origins of nursery rhymes lie in some of the most dark periods of British history. And I take people on a nursery rhyme walk that I devised in London. And when I advertised it, I used to get parents phoning up saying, oh, we'd love to do your nursery rhyme walk. We've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old and they've got some friends. Please, can we bring them? And I used to laugh and say, well, thank you for your interest, but unless you want them waking up screaming in the middle of the night and wetting the bed, it's possibly not a good idea. So my wife recommended that I rename the tour The Dark History of Nursery Rhymes.